my goal when I started Lazy Dog was to be able to share some of the childhood memories that I had in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's that feeling of like an after-ski lodge that, you know, everyone's there celebrating and having fun. And so that energy is just, it's contagious.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from Lazy Dog Restaurants, and I am on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. When you think about those great road trip dining destination when it comes to the West Coast, Lazy Dog is always on the list. The signal reaches 38 states in Canada. We can see pretty far. Now we don't have to see nearly as far, as the newest one is open up in Oak Brook, and it is rocking. We've got on the line our good friend, CEO and founder of Lazy Dog Restaurant, the one and only Chris Sims. Chris, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you very much, Dane.
I don't know if it's all business with you. I'm imagining there's like this command center with like a map of the United States with locations lit up. You're like, let's dominate this state or whatever. But I got to tell you, the restaurants are, you know, you walk into those places and people here that have been to the Naperville location, they know it's like a fun, festive environment, of course, filled with great food. But for you and the team, is it exciting to be in new places?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, my goal when I started Lazy Dog was to be able to share some of the childhood memories that I had in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And so, you know, that's what people are feeling when they walk into Lazy Dog. It's that feeling of like an after-ski lodge that, you know, everyone's there celebrating and having fun. And so that energy is just, it's contagious. So That's what I love sharing with new communities, you know, across the country.
You mentioned the environment, because it is. It's got sort of that kind of that warm glow. The art is crazy. People get in there. You can spend time. It's almost like an art gallery in there as well. And the vibe is super cool.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the vibe is due to our teammates. You know, we have a really strong culture at Lazy Dog, and our teammates love working there. And so that's what you get when you walk in, is people who are happy and smiling. And, you know, we call it small town hospitality. It's all about, let's get to know our guests. Let's figure out how we can personalize their experience and make them happy. And again, it's contagious.
What's the philosophy of the team? You guys always sort of think outside of the box on the menu side. You'll always get things you didn't expect, but definitely appreciate. Mm-hmm. But it's almost probably got to be at this point with the success, It's Not Broke, Don't Fix It. When they were starting to put the Lazy Dog up in Oak Brook, you know, there's that signature tower that you guys have. And even when it was still in early construction, I'm like, that's going to be a Lazy Dog. You know, so there's there's some of those things you want to keep as consistent. But as you go to different places, and you mentioned kind of personalizing the experience, do you adjust it a little bit? Is the one here exactly like the one that may be out west, or are they a little different?
You know, we do make little adjustments here and there, you know, based on where we're going. You know, the one in Oak Brook is pretty similar to what we're doing here in California. You know, people are looking for, you know, that great base of comfort food, you know, that we make from scratch, and we make it craveable. And then that innovative layer that we put on top is what really is, creates some excitement. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I've never had that type of food before. You know what? I'm gonna give that a try, because I trust Lazy Dog. I know that it's gonna be good. So I think that combination really plays well in most of the markets that we go into.
Well, you're adjusting things on a pretty regular basis. We remember the TV dinners, the wings, the burgers, of course, are amazing. But I've got on the list here that there's some new menu items, and it is a big and expansive menu. So talk about some of the new menu items that you have on there and things you're excited about.
Oh, it's fun. You know, we decided to kind of reimagine some of our former dishes that were on the menu. And so we brought back, you know, people have been clamoring for the hummus. And so instead, you know, we took it and we created more of a Mediterranean trio, you know, with a little bit of a spicy feta dip and a little bit of tabbouleh. And it really creates kind of this fun appetizer. So we also brought back our pork carnitas and our pulled pork sandwich. And then on the more innovative side, we actually have a chicken katsu sando, which is my favorite personally. I mean, it is so good. It's done with the Japanese milk bread and this yuzu kishon mayonnaise. Like, I mean, the flavors just pop. So we also have some brunch items. We did the lumberjack pancake tacos that are just decadent. I mean, these things are amazing. You know, instead of tortillas, we actually use pancakes And then they're made like tacos with hash browns and egg and bacon and gravy. Oh my God, it's perfect for a nice cold morning. And then we've also got some new cocktails. We have a rosé Aperol Spritz and a Lillet Lemon Fizz. A couple of lighter ones that are not only good with brunch, but then also good all day long. So lots of fun stuff going on.
It's an extensive cocktail program as well. Not something that you'd always think would be there, but it is in the range there. You mentioned like the pancakes, the Japanese dishes and stuff. Where do you get some of the inspiration? I know as you travel, right? And of course you travel all over the place, all over the country, whether you're identifying new locations or just in your travels in what it is that you do. Do you like run into things and say like, if we put our own spin on this, the Lazy Dog spin, this would be awesome in the restaurant, even if it maybe hadn't been thought of before?
Absolutely. Yeah. Chef Gabe is our original partner in the restaurant. We're coming up on 20 years in August that we've been in business. And so Chef Gabe was our first hire. He's our first partner. He's in charge of R&D. And so I'll be out, you know, traveling and I go with him many times and then I'm on my own. He loves it when I send pictures of my half-eaten food after I've discovered something that I really love and I get excited about. So, and then of course, you know, I get him to go and taste it, and so we have this great kind of collaborative relationship that results in these dishes. And I'll tell you, he and his team are absolutely kicking butt. I could not be more excited about some of the items they've created, and we also. You know, the one thing that we created and rolled out in the fall was our road trip bowls. You know, we wanted these items that were, you know, very easy to order for lunch, very easy to have delivered or pick up for takeout. And then they also play really well at dinner, too. It also gives us a little bit of a platform to be even more bold with our innovation. And so there's some really cool flavors that we've rolled out with the road trip bowls.
Let the listeners know we're talking with founder and CEO of Lazy Dog Restaurants, the one and only Chris Sims. And one of the things that people know and love, and they do, right? You have fans that feel like they're sort of on the team with Lazy Dog, and the beer club was one of the things that I know people identified with. So talk a little bit about that. Is that still going on?
Beer club is going strong. We're coming up on our 5th year anniversary for beer club. We've had so much fun with all of the different relationships across the country with all of these little breweries and bigger breweries. And partnering with them to create these special, you know, one-time release beers. You know, in fact, you know, just recently in this last release, we worked with Oswego Brewing Company, which is a smaller brewery in downtown Oswego, Illinois. And they were part of our Deep Sea Society beer club release. You know, we've got more on tap. We've got the next one is Froth City Fun Park, you know, followed by Road Warriors. Each kit has a different theme. And then we're going to finish up the year to celebrate 5 years with the Battle of the Brews. So we're going out to all of our club members. We're asking them what their favorite beers are. And we're going to put together a kit of all the favorites.
Nice. So
really exciting stuff.
They're giving more people more reasons to head over there, be a part, participate, kind of commiserate with Lazy Dog. A big shout out to our friends in Oswego. Chris, you're so generous with everything. I don't know if they, just the idea of downtown Oswego, it's not a really big place. So we should have said like the greater metropolitan Oswego area, right? It's good to give them a little bit of a shout out. So it wouldn't be a Lazy Dog interview without talking a little bit about dogs. When I stopped by the Oak Brook location, there were dogs there. Now, for the listeners, just so everybody doesn't pile over there with their dogs and that doesn't take over the place. It's not a dog restaurant, but certainly dog friendly, right? And of course, that's the background.
You know, absolutely. You know, I've grown up with dogs in my life the entire time. And so, you know, we feel like it's important to be able to bring your furry little child, you know, with you to come and dine, you know? And so, you know, we've got, you know, great heated patios at all of our restaurants. You know, the Oak Brook one probably is the warmest we've got. And it really, it'll provide that opportunity to be able to get out during, especially during the winter, but even better during the summer. It's a great spot and a great warm spot to come and bring your dog and be able to dine and enjoy a great meal with them.
It's not as cold here, of course, as it is in California. We know that, right? But we'll try to power through. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that exciting stuff. It is one of our favorite restaurants for all of those reasons, the great food, and now to have another location even closer to Chicago. That, I mean, it was jam-packed, Chris. I got to tell you, we had to wait for it. So obviously the word is out on the street and people are participating and loving Lazy Dog. So as we let you go, any information as far as a website for whether it's new events or activations or menus or just ways people can keep in touch?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I encourage everybody to go on our website, lazydogrestaurants.com, and make a reservation. I think you'll be very impressed. So feel free to hop on the website and make a reservation.
Again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll let you get back to it. A busy day. And thanks so much, Chris, for you, your team, everybody who's doing all this stuff, working so hard to make our restauranting lives better and especially more of it happening here in Chicago. So thanks.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate the time.